of you to stopping in the office today. Ain't nothing down here today.
Amos, I got to figure out the situation. So I thought we could stop in here and figure out what we're going to do.
Just think. Ruby Taylor coming home tomorrow. I can hardly wait, you know it. I go wash the taxi cab before I go to bed tonight, so it'll be all shined up before I go down to meet her.
You don't want to spend all day tomorrow, though, talking to Ruby Taylor. Boy, we got to make some money. The way we is going, we're going to be in the poorhouse.
Well, don't count on me doing too much work tomorrow, because I got to spend some time talking to her. I ain't seen her for a long time, you know. I just can't believe she's coming, you know.
Say, by the way, what are we going to do about the bank account?
I don't know what we're going to do, buddy. We got to do something about it. That garner she mess, that furniture company done.
The thing to do is not to put no more money in that bank. Put it in another bank.
Yeah, but if the furniture company can get it out of one bank, they can get it out of any bank you put it in.
Well, what is we going to do with the money?
What do you mean we? I ain't find no notes.
Yeah, but they can hold a fresh air taxi cab company for that money, though, according to the laws.
Well, they ain't got no right holding none of my money. I tell you what to do.
What?
As we take in the money, you take your half and give me my half. I got enough on my mind now without worrying about this here garner she mess.
I believe I'll finish writing that letter to Willa Parker's husband.
Yeah, say, you ain't never finished that, is it?
No.
That letter to John Watson. Go on.
I got it right in my pocket here.
Read me what you done with him so far. Let me hear what you done say to him.
Here it is. Here it is. I got down here, dear sir. You see, I done changed this round.
Yeah, well, go on, read it. Let me hear it.
I say here, before you married your wife, me and her was having dates till you was ready.
Wait a minute, sir. Wait. What do you mean by that?
Well, I want to let him think that I was kind of looking out for her, you see, till he was ready to marry her. You see that?
Yeah, but you were trying to marry yourself.
Yeah, but what's the use of telling him that? You tell him something like that, you're going to antagonize the man. Get him mad.
You going to do what to him?
We'd mix up his brain, Amos. That's what we call antagonize.
I done heard of a lot of ants, but I ain't never heard of antagonize. Read me what else you got down there.
Then I say here, I wanted her to clean up everything so you wouldn't have no trouble.
You trying to make him think that you was doing it for him, huh?
I was just using psyrology.
Using what, you think?
Psyrology, you know, psyrology.
Oh, you is, huh?
Yeah. Then I say here, don't say nothing to her about this, but she owes for some furniture. And I figured that you didn't want to worry about nothing on your honeymoon. So I signed a note for the furniture. And now they is done garnish.
Wait a minute. So, that's garnish, ain't it?
Well, that's where we go into the past tense, you see. You dropped the she.
You dropped the she, huh?
Yeah.
You ought to dropped her a long time ago before you signed that note. That's what you ought to done.
I ain't talking about her, Amos. I'm talking about she on the end. Of garnish.
Well, what about these tents that you talking about?
We is past them.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Just plain old.
Don't come around here owing. Boy, I owe enough without you owing.
Well, go on, read me the rest of it.
I say here, so I signed a note for the furniture, and now they is done garnish the money.
They ain't garnish the money, though. They garnish you.
No, they garnish the money. They ain't got me tied up. I can walk around. The money is the thing they got tied up.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Well, then I say here, let me see, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I don't think the furniture company is mad. All they want is the money, you see?
Yeah, that's all they want, all right, is the money.
Now, what else is I going to say to them? That's what I got to figure now.
Well, you say, then I stay here. You start out there, but you ain't finished that, huh?
No, I ain't finished that yet. That's what I got, you see. I got to figure out now what to say to him.
Well, what do you think you're going to say to him?
Well,
You want him to pay the note for your wife's furniture. That's what you're for his wife's furniture, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just tell him that then?
I've got to reproach the subject, Amos. don't you see? So that when the letter hit him, he won't know what hit him, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't come right out and ask the man. I might register to him. Something like, say, it ain't gonna make me mad if you pay the note. Or something like that, you see.
I say it ain't gonna make you mad. By the way, don't plan on me driving that taxi cab tomorrow night, cause I'm going over to Ruby Taylor's house.
Here I is, trying to write a letter, and you talking about Ruby Taylor.
Well, she coming in the morning. I can't help but think about her.
Well, now, let's get back to the situation. Now, what is you going to do?
I'm going to meet the train.
I ain't talking about that, Amos. I was talking about this here garnish business.
Well, I think about Ruby Taylor coming in the morning. That's what I think about. Boy, I'm so happy I don't know what to do. I don't care where they're going as long as I can see my darling tomorrow.
How would it be for me to garnish your husband?
What do you mean, how would it be?
Think he'd like that?
You better not mess with a husband. He's a big businessman.
Well, he ain't no bigger than I is. I was big enough to get garnished, ain't I?
Well, you go ahead, do what you want to do. Hereafter, just give me half of the money before you put it in the bank, that's all.
Well, now listen. I'm going to tell you something else that happened yesterday that I ain't told you about.
Don't tell me no more bad news now. All I want to do is to go down and meet Ruby Taylor in the morning and be happy just one more day without hearing some bad news. By the way, he ain't seen the taxi cab, you know, since we done painted them stripes on the diesel.
Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you what I'm going to tell you now.
I bet you I know what it is.
What you think it is?
You've been talking to the Kingfish about moving the taxi cab coming to New York, ain't you?
No, no. I ain't said no more to him about that.
You ain't, huh?
No.
I don't want to move it down there and leave Ruby Taylor here and me be in New York. I don't want to do that.
They ain't got no taxi cabs down there. We go in there with a taxi cab, we might make a lot of money, boy. But that ain't what I'm talking about.
Well, what is you talking about?
I kind of hate to tell you this, Amos, because it's going to disappoint you.
What's the matter now?
What time is you planning on taking the taxi cab down to the depot in the morning to meet Ruby Taylor?
Now, wait a minute. Don't, before you say no more here now, don't plan on me driving that taxi cab nowhere in the morning except to the depot. Because I won't have that taxi cab there and meet that gal when she get off the train.
I ain't planning on nothing. I just asked you what time the train get in.
The train get in at 9:00. Mr. Taylor expect a telegram from her. So do I, you see. Letting us know exactly what time she's going to get here.
Yeah, well, here's what I got to tell you. The man from the furniture store was over to see me yesterday, and they done tied up the money we got in the bank, you see. But that ain't enough to pay the note. And he say that if the balance of the money ain't in his hand by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, They is going to take the taxi cab away from us.
What do you mean they're going to take the taxi cab away from us? They're going to take the taxi cab before I meet Ruby, huh? They can't do that, though, can they, Ander? Ander, don't let them take the taxi cab away from us, yeah?